Shalom. Well, we're finally beginning with the article, Why the V in Yahva. Isaiah 44, verse 3. 44 of Isaiah. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov, or Jacob. Another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of the northern tribes, or the chosen ones. Thus saith Yahweh, the king of the chosen ones, and his redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me there is no creator, there is no master. Isaiah 44 goes well with Revelation 1:8, and also Isaiah 48:12. Hearken unto me, O Yaakov, and the northern ten tribes, my called, I am he. I am the first, I also am the last. Who is the great I am of Scripture? Well, we all believe that it is the Savior, and we are correct in that. It's not a question as to how accurately we pronounce each syllable of our Heavenly Father and our Messiah, Yahweh. The difficulty is not in articulating his name, but in the spelling of the name, the tetragrammaton, YHVH. Here's where the difficulty begins, because many people suppose, and even some supposedly reliable sources, suppose that the W in Yahweh came first before the V in Yahweh. And by looking at this article and all of these references and authentications, dictionaries, they are incorrect. So it's not a question as how we pronounce his name so much as it is the spelling of his name. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3. First of all, and we're reading mainly from the King James Version, and the only thing is we change the titles and to their correct form. Exodus 3:14. When Moses asked Yahweh his name, he said, Thou shalt say unto the children of the Hebrews, I am that I am, Yahweh, mighty one of your fathers. Most versions disguise Yahweh's name with title Lord. In the scriptures and in Torah manuscripts, you should see the four letters YHVH. If you look in the scriptures, that's the name of the Bible, the scriptures, and you'll see the four letters YHVH there in place of LORD. I am that I am, Yahweh, the mighty one of your fathers. Exodus 3:16, go and gather the Hebrew elders together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, the mighty one of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, or Yaakov, appeared unto me, and also Isaac is Yitzhak. The Tetragrammaton and proper Antioch Hebrew scrolls spells YHVH, pronounced Yahweh. The Tetragrammaton and proper Antioch Hebrew scrolls spells Yahweh. Jeremiah 23 says, How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies, which think to cause my people to forget my name, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal? In Strong's Concordance, let's look up the word L-O-R-D, Lord. Hebrew 1167, Lord. English for Baal, a master, husband, owner, Lord. How about 1168, we just said, 1167, and that means, Lord means Baal. 1168 is Baal, a Phoenician deity. H, or Hebrew, 1168, in the a dictionary type thing called a concordance, it's not that expensive, means a Phoenician deity. Baal, plural, Baalim. Hosea 2:16. I'm not going to wait for you to turn there, but I'll just read it for you, and you can turn there eventually. Hosea 2:16. And it shall be at that day, says Yahweh, thou shalt call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Baali. So thou shalt call me Ishi, my husband, and shall call me no more Bali or my lord. For I will take away the names of Balaam, the lords. I will take away the names of lords out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Baal, or Lord, was the name of the god of pagan Babylon. And one quick reference for that statement is the book Come Out of Her, My People by C.J. Coster, Coster with a K. You can click over to giveshare.org or messianic.org for some teaching on that, and for some credibility and for some references as to what we're saying. So credible references, in fact. Zechariah 14, verse 3, it talks about the future now that we're coming to, the great 1,000 years. Then shall Yahweh go forth, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Yahweh, our mighty one, shall come, and all the true believers with him. Yahweh shall go forth. So all students of the Word know the one coming back to the Mount of Olives is the Savior. And the prophet Zechariah called him by the name of Yahweh. Actually, he's one of the same as the Messiah, whom here in our company of people, we call him Yahweh HaMashiach, and some also call him Yahweh Hosha. They are both correct. HaMashiach is a little more familiar. People are familiar with HaMashiach, meaning the Messiah. And Yahweh, commonly referred to as Yeshua, in English, Jesus, in Latin, Iesus, or Jesus, or other names. But in Yahweh Hosha, Ho means salvation of Yahweh. It literally does, from the Hebrew to the English. Ho in Yahweh Hosha means salvation. Yahweh constitutes the entire name of the Creator. And the name Yah is the contracted form of the Creator. The name Yahweh Hosha has the Hebrew word salvation. We're really digging deeply here into thick meat. This is really not for babes, or for those who are don't even know Yahweh to begin with, or don't know the Savior. I don't know the Messiah. So we need to have first of all, we need to be saved, and second of all, we need to be a little bit mature to get into the idea, because these days even those who are considered mature Christians will say it really doesn't matter how you spell or say his name. All that matters is that we, just love him, or some statement like that, some excuse like Acts chapter 4 in the newer scriptures says, Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. That word name doesn't mean anything, right? There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Also, you find that in Joel or Yo-Yava. 2:32. Joel declared that the name whereby we must receive salvation is YHVH. Truly, even in the New Covenant, Matthew 6:9, he said, Our Father which art in heaven, separated be thy name. And we're commonly using the word hallowed, of course, but it should be separated. We looked it up. It only took five or ten seconds to do that. Why couldn't they have done that throughout the centuries back in history? Couldn't they have looked it up and corrected the errors? Well, that was tradition. But for me and my house, we will serve him. We're 10 minutes into this broadcast of Why the V in Yahweh. Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, Repent and be immersed, every one of you. Repent and be immersed in the name of Yahweh HaMashiach, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, or Spirit, commonly called Holy Spirit. The gift of the Ruach HaKadosh. Now, in the Savior's time, in Yahweh Hosha's time, there was no English. There was no Latin. There were no letters J or W. So, we know that from reading the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, that the name of the Savior means something, and we cannot be saved without knowing his name, actually. So it is a prerequisite. It's very important. But as I say, these days it's almost impossible to get through to anybody about discussion on the name if you don't use JC. You know, as we did for 50 years, 50 or 60 years, then there is no dialogue with them. They will bitterly and angrily oppose any conversation that goes against tradition. So thank you for listening to that. Now we're going to move on to, is Jesus a better name than Yavahosha? Let's find out, first of all, what is not his name. Certainly, Christians agree that Allah isn't the Creator's name. Now, according to Strong's Concordance, Christos is actually the root Greek word for Christ. For Christ, now no, we're not saying that that's legitimate to call him that, but Christ or Christos. But it's Greek number 5547, or G5547. I'm going to look it up here in a second or two. Okay, Jesus Christ. From the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, or of the Scriptures, rather. The English form, it says, the English form goes back to the Latin, Iesus, which transliterates, it does not translate, but it transliterates, that's kind of a fancy word there, it transliterates the Greek. But the original form was J-O-S-H-U-A, Joshua or Yahshua, more fully Yehoshua, Ho, meaning salvation of Yahweh. And here on this website and this audio portion here, we hope to show that Shua in Yehoshua is incorrect and actually corrupt. It's supposed to be Shah, S-H-A, and you can look that up in your concordance. Look up Shah. It's not that hard. It took me, I don't know, 22 minutes or something. If you've got a computer, it's really quick. And also see the article, where did the name of Yasha, excuse me, where did the name of Yahshua come from? And that's going to be coming up here pretty quick. And you can find all this, I'm reading this text from Why the V in Yava and from the website yavanotyahweh.com. On we go now. From where did the name of Yahshua come from? It says here, from the word Hallel Yah. Hallelujah, by J. David Klopfenstein in Kendallville, Indiana, United States of America. He says, scholars know that our Savior wasn't known by the name Jesus, or Jesus. The fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing only a name Jesus and not knowing his correct name does not make that his actual name. But the fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing only the word Jesus does not mean that that's his actual name. Tradition doesn't necessarily prove that we are right. Our Savior was born a Hebrew, as prophesied in Isaiah 9:6. You know, unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, and so on. Micah 5:2. But Jesus is not Hebrew. It's a down in Mexico, but in Jerusalem you will not hear the word Jesus, unless it's a bunch of us Gentiles going around using the name, or Jews who don't know any better. It's in fact the name derived from a Greek word, Iesus, which is found in the Greek. According to Lytle and Scott Greek Lexicon, Iesus is the Ionic masculine form of the name Ieso, the Greek goddess of healing. The Greek goddess of it should at least be a masculine thing, but it's a female deity here that they are calling upon. Yeah, according to Lytle and Scott Greek Lexicon, that's what we've been doing for these many years, is calling on a Greek goddess of healing. Although, well, he knows who I'm calling on. You know, there's always that argument, and I'm not going to answer for them or for our Savior. And it also see the word I-A-S-O, for the name Iesus to be the same as the Hebrew Yahweh, Hosha, it must also have the word salvation and the name Yah, Yahweh, in the name. The Greek word for salvation is number 4992, that's G4992, soterion is what it is, that's how it's pronounced, soterion, or at least close to that. in Strong's Concordance. The Greek word for Savior, now we had for salvation is soterion. For Savior, it's soter, S-O-T-E-R. 4990 is the Strong's number there, the reference number. Neither of these words, soterion or soter, is in the name Jesus or Iesus. So the name is not a translated name. The only answer then is it's a transliterated name. Jesus or Jesus is used in Mexico. In Jerusalem, it was not used until they started throwing English around there. But it's not Hebrew. And Hebrew does not save anyone, of course. We realize that. We're not trying to promote that Hebrew is the pure language, although it is certainly without all the corruptions that our English might have in certain words. Certain words like the and equal, for example, and one are not corrupted words. Incidentally, one of the names of Baal was G-O-D, pronounced Gad, and later a German word, a German-based word. Gad translated troop, and you have to go into a deeper study on that, but that's also from J. David Kloppenstein in Indiana. His address is kind of complicated, so it's on the website there. It's, well, I'll rattle it off. It's 2672 N as in North, dash 500 E as in East, Kendallville, Indiana, zip 46755, and J. David should still be around. And if he's not, you can still get his book. See Isaiah 65:11. When we were talking about Gad, translated troop. Here it is, Isaiah. I've got it. I almost got it there. But you are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my pure mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offerings unto that number. So that's Isaiah 65:11. When you get home, maybe you could look that up there, and that might help there. Strong's Concordance again. Let's look up Lord again in Hebrew, L-O-R-D, Hebrew, Baal, a master, husband, owner, or lord, a Phoenician deity. This is number 1168. Lord means Baal. And contrarily, Strong's Concordance says that Jehovah means Lord. Okay, that's wrong. So the faulty formula here is that if you had a formula, A equals B. In other words, that Lord equals Baal. Lord 1167 equals Baal according to the concordance. So A equals B, but apparently it doesn't work the other way around, that B doesn't equal A. So B equaling A, you'd have to have a... what? Anyway, that it turns out L-O-R-D is supposedly our Savior, but it isn't. So B doesn't equal A. It should be B equals A. Okay, that Baal equals Lord, and Lord equals Baal. Kind of confusing there, and I probably am responsible for the confusion. Baal means Lord, but Lord doesn't mean Baal. Well, I don't go along with that. It must be one of those mysterious concepts, a spiritual concept that we can't explain. Well, yeah, or just a plain old lie and a custom perpetuated by humans. Now let's take the title L-O-R-D out of Yahweh and put Yahweh back in to where he belongs in the scripture, okay? Properly. As a German catechism once stated, may we never use the name Jehovah as Lord. That is what the Jews do. This is not the meaning of the first of the third commandments. May we never use the name Jehovah as Lord. Well, they were trying to be anti-Jewish. There's nothing wrong with Jewish or Japanese or German, you know, per se. Hosea 2:16 is the strongest evidence that Lord equals Baal. Hosea 2:16. The more important is to employ the correct name, Yahweh Hosha, not Jesus. Not Jesus Christ in addressing Messiah. Well, I did that. I use that name, and very reverently for many years until I learned even deeper into the truth. So when possible, you might check Barry's Greek interlinear. The more references you find, the better understanding. You'll find that HaMashiach means the Messiah. You'll look up Messiah, and you'll see that HaMashiach in there. So next we're going to go on to proof that the Yava is correct. The V, not the W, came first on Yava, not Yahweh.com.